what happens is that, now that's a round, flat, well not, it's actually not flat, is it? It's just a round, sort of, and it's made with baking powder. Have you ever made any before?
No, I never have made any.
Well, have you ever seen something similar that's made with yeast instead of with baking powder? One of them's a little heavier than the other. Have you ever had one that's a little bit heavier kind of bread than the other?
All right,
then that's, what do you call fried round flat cakes made with a white flour batter?
Batter cakes.
You ever call them anything else?
No.
What do you call meat from the sides of a hog? It's salted but not smoked. That's from the sides of a hog. Mm.
Middling, I guess. Middling bacon.
Middling bacon?
Yes.
That's another one I didn't have. Boy, you know lots of names for these things. Where'd all these things come from?
I don't know if it was here when I got here.
We may have to speak a little bit louder since they're going to be talking up. We call the pressed meat loaf that's made of hog's jowls and the head and all that kind of stuff.
South meat.
How do you pronounce that?
South meat. A pressed meat.
Well, which one do you use?
South meat.
American.
All right. What do you call the center part of a cherry, the real hard part?
The seed.
The seed?
Yeah.
What do you call the same part of a peach?
Seed.
What about a peach whose, the fleshy part sticks to the seed? What do you call it? What kind of peach is that?
Fruit sticks onto the seed, but that not clears the seed. You call that a clear stone peach.
A clear stone peach?
Yeah.
But you don't have any name for this?
No.
I know what your husband said something about Alberta, and I think Alberta is the one that I know of, and it's clear seed. It's clear seed.
Yes, it's clear seed.
What about beans eaten in pods? That's in the, still has the green outside covering on it. What do you call those?
Green beans.
Is any difference between green beans and snap beans or string beans? You just call
them all green beans.
What about the large, flat, yellowish beans that you don't eat in pods? You have to shell them out.
We call those butter beans.
Is any difference between butter beans and lima beans?
Yeah, lima beans are small.
Do you use lima beans at all, or do you just call them all butter beans?
We use lima sometimes, mostly use butter beans.
What about the tops of turnips and beets that you can cook and eat? What do you call those?
Turnip greens.
You don't ever call them just by any general name?
No, just call them.
Even if they come from a beet?
We don't use none of them. I never use none of them. We don't know what to call them.
Oh, I see. Well, that's why then. What about corn eaten on the cob? What do you call that?
Roasted. A corn on a cob.
Oh, I see. Which one do you use? Both of them?
Yes, we use corn on a cob.
What do you call a small squirrel-like animal that runs along the ground? Now, he's usually kind of a brown color with little black stripes on his back, maybe three of them. Looks kind of like a little rat, but he's, he looks like a squirrel, kind of.
I don't know much about animals. Name of
Do you recognize the term chipmunk?
No, I never.
What about ground squirrel?
Oh, there is a ground squirrel.
What's a ground squirrel look like?
I don't know if I ever saw one.
All right. What about an animal that has a real bad smell, strong smell, he gives it off by himself?
A polecat.
Is there any difference between a polecat and a skunk?
No.
No difference? No. You just call them polecats?
Polecat, yeah. Sometimes they say skunk.